Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us hear the words of the Son, words of loving obedience flowing from our hearts to you, because you first loved us, for we desire the complete joy the Son has in our lives. We pray in the Son's name, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Through the years of growing up, I remember my many summers of vacation Bible school. I remember small snippets, as I said to Josie when I was 5 years old, of being in the chapel area of Maxwell Air Force Base, Montgomery, Alabama. I remember being outside running around playing games. I remember being inside running around and playing games and singing. You know, five-year-olds don't sit still that often, especially five-year-old boys, and it's okay. And I remember seeing the stained glass window, so I called up Maxwell Air Force Base, the chapel. Yep, that's the chapel I remember as a five-year-old for vacation Bible school, and I was looking out the windows and all the different things I remember, singing songs, playing games, and flannel graphs. I remember VBS at Grace Lutheran in Bowie, Maryland, and the years sort of run together of my elementary years there at Grace in Bowie. But every summer, VBS week would come along. It'd be on our family calendar. My mom regularly helped out. And it was either fourth or fifth grade year. I don't remember exactly. But we had refrigerator boxes to play with. You know, the good old cardboard refrigerator boxes back then? They were a lot of fun. Now, exactly what we were to create with them, I don't remember. But I do remember taking my refrigerator box home to my bedroom so I could keep playing in it. I mean, the flannel graphs again, coloring pages, singing songs, and those songs sunk deep into the soul, this child's soul. Of course, Jesus Loves Me, that's a staple of vacation Bible school and day camp. We sung it all that time, and that, yes, Jesus loves me, we really love to shout that out. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, well, okay, some of you are happy this morning. I mean, the stomp your feet, I tell you, I just have to step out. I would, if you're happy and know it, stomp your feet, it would be, I mean, five-year-old, I'm still that way sometimes. The joy, if you're happy and you know it, shout hooray. I mean, I would scream at the top of my lungs. If you're a five-year-old, that's what we do. I could summon as much gusto a five-year-old could summon. And then that song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. And I'd shout that where out. I mean, where down in my heart, where? And then I loved that tongue twister verse. It took me a while to get it. I got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. Where? Down in the depths of my heart. Now, can you do that one really quickly, easy? I got the wonderful love of my blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of my heart. It took me a little while to get that one. But that where, I had no problem with shouting that one out. But those are all a part of me because someone before me planted them in me, in the soul of a child. And that's what we do through our day camp here, is we're planting something that God will do amazing things with. And I've got that wonderful joy down in the depths of my heart. That song taught me many, many, many summers ago, so that these years later, I can ask you, do you have that joy, joy, joy way down in the depths of your heart? That joy. John chapter 15, verse 11. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Joy. Let's begin by unfolding that particular pronoun, this, that was in the verse. Jesus saying, I have told you this. What is the this? It's the two previous verses in particular. Verses 9 and 10 as we have divided out the verses in Bibles. John 15, 9 and 10. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. Now really pay close attention to how Jesus spoke it out. The Father loves the Son, Jesus. The Son, Jesus, loves us. Remain in that love of Jesus by obeying his commands. Just as Jesus obeyed the Father's command and Jesus remained in the Father's love. The joy is found in that love and obedience of our relationship to Jesus as the love and obedience of Jesus in relationship to the Father. As Jesus loved and obeyed the Father, we are to love and obey. And that's where you find the joy. That's the joy. The way of love and obedience. That's the joy Jesus speaks of. This is not a new teaching from Jesus. It's actually the message of love and obedience has been a constant message throughout the very beginning of Scripture. All through Scripture, remain in my love, remain in obedience. That is the relationship we are to have with the living God. A relationship of loving obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. Love the Lord your God and keep his requirements, his decrees, his laws, and his ways always. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13. So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Do you hear what Jesus was saying in John chapter 15? The living God has been saying all through Scripture. Love is walking in the ways of God. Deuteronomy 11, verse 22. If you carefully observe all these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him. Loving God is to walk in the ways of God. And we love God because God first loved us. And more than that, the living God sent the Son for the Son to lay down his life for us. And the Son laid down his life in loving obedience to the will of the Father. We'll speak more of that a little later. And then you have Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be upon your hearts. What Jesus is teaching his disciples here in the upper room before the betrayal is the same that has been taught through all the years that Scripture testifies to. Love of God and obedience of God are linked together, inextricably connected together for all time. There's a time when Jesus silenced the Sadducees in a discussion. So the Pharisees got together, put their heads together to see if they could come up with a gotcha question. An expert of the law then came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered, as recorded in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Do you understand that? All that has been written hangs on those commandments of loving God, keeping his commandments, and loving neighbor. And that's a song we'll sing at day camp too, is Love the Lord Your God. Love the Lord Your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love all humankind as you would love yourself. And then the next part goes, and we maybe even get a three-part round going this summer. We hope so. But you see, it comes from Scripture, and it's the way to joy, is loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So Jesus silenced the Sadducees. In a way, he silenced the Pharisees too. All the law and prophets hang on this commandment. Love God with all yourself, walking in the ways of God. To have the joy that Jesus had, that same demeanor Jesus had, needs to take up residence in us, in our own hearts. That demeanor that was in his heart, humble obedience. Even to such humiliation as Jesus was about to face as death on a cross. Jesus' love for the Father was so great that his obedience to the Father was perfect. Even in the face of excruciating suffering, of scourging, and the cross. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It is possible to have joy deep in your heart and deep in your soul, even in the midst of suffering. I'm speaking of a joy that Jesus possessed, that you too can possess, because that is exactly what Jesus is saying here in John chapter 15. The joy he has can be our joy too. How? By remaining in his love and obeying his commands, as he remained in the Father's love and obeys the Father's command. The way to this joy for you and for myself is loving the Father and obeying the Father. Not picking and choosing what we will obey and what we will ignore of God's Word. Saying that part we ignore is old-fashioned, out of tune, out of touch of modern understanding of human life. Picking and choosing is not living the Father's love. And it's not living the Father's way. And it's really not loving the Father to ignore what the Father has said. You desire the joy that Jesus had? Do you really desire that joy? Then live in relationship to the Father as Jesus lived in relationship to the Father. And you have the very presence of the living God in you to enable you to live that way. And yet, when you stumble and fall, sin is still there. You have a Redeemer who has forgiven you by His very precious blood. That's amazing. It is an incredible, wonderful gift. Oftentimes, we confuse happiness with this joy Jesus is teaching about. Happiness in our hearts often flows about what's happening right now in our lives. If we're healthy, we're happy. If we get what we want for our birthday, we're happy. If we have a boyfriend or if we have a girlfriend, we're happy. But as soon as that breaks up, we're no longer happy. Happiness based on feelings. The feelings that come and go from the moment of what is happening in our life. And it can be summed up simply as we are happy if we get what we want. Now, is that what Jesus is teaching? It's far from it. And if we don't have what we want at that moment, we're unhappy. And boy, do we let the world know we're unhappy because you didn't give me what I wanted. Is that what Jesus is teaching? No. He's teaching a kind of happiness that is so different. It's not even called happiness. It is called joy. A joy that is so deep. Whether you're happy or unhappy, you still have joy. Whether you're healthy or unhealthy, you still have this joy. Because you are forgiven of sin. That joy Jesus is teaching of is possible to reside in your soul no matter what is happening in your life, because it is independent and irrespective whether you have what you want or don't have what you want. It's not based on materialism, and it's not based on the physical things of this world, your health or wealth or anything like that. It's based on what Jesus Christ has done on the cross, the forgiveness of sin. That joy is inside of us because we are redeemed and forgiven. That joy comes in our relationship with the Lord. Your relationship with the living God is your joy. And you can have the kind of joy speaks of when that relationship is lived out in loving obedience. And your joy will be to the full. Jesus was filled with joy at the same time he was under anguish and great grief. He was shedding drops of blood in his sweat as he pleaded for the cup to be taken away, yet in loving obedience, saying, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Jesus' loving obedience was the way the Father brought redemption to us, forgiveness of sin. Loving obedience, joy, complete joy. I invite you to look around the world and do an honest assessment of the situation of the culture and people around the world in their lives. See how they're running after things to fill the emptiness in their lives. Coveting things that don't belong to them. Wanting land that doesn't belong to them. Or power that doesn't belong to them. They turn to drugs, drinking, shootings, serial sleeping around. Some become workaholics. Some turn to gambling. How many people are so lonely in the midst of great crowds? Seeking pleasure, going on shopping sprees, playing video games hour upon hour upon hour, seeking pleasure in an attempt to find joy. And after that brief and fleeting euphoria, finding that continued nagging emptiness returns. And oftentimes it returns with an increase in magnification. That emptiness they tried to fill with whatever I just listed, or you can add to that. When that euphoria is gone, they come crashing down and find the emptiness is now even greater. They're trying to fill it with something that will never meet the needs of the soul. With each dalliance, they dig a deeper hole of despair. What they are doing will never fill the emptiness of the soul. The answer is Jesus Christ. That is the only answer and the redeeming power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The forgiving blood of Christ washing a person clean, taking away that emptiness and filling it with His very presence. As in the Chronicles of Narnia, Aslan says, "I give you myself." The answer is Jesus Christ, the redeeming power, connecting your soul to the vine to be nourished by the life-giving presence of Jesus, who is the Christ. The very answer needed by the world is the one the church has been called to proclaim: life in Jesus Christ and Him alone. Yet the culture is growing more and more hostile to these very words of life from Jesus Christ, and the joy they desperately need, they're running away from because they don't want Christ. But you, the church, share Christ because that's what they desperately need. The real joy The real joy in your soul is found only in the Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's where the reality of being redeemed and living out that reality of redemption in loving obedience to the Father, just as the Son, Jesus Christ, lived out His life in loving obedience to the Father. A task that is doable, for the very presence of God lives in you. The Holy Spirit has come and dwells in you. You can have the wellspring of joy, 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 joy way down deep in your soul. You can have this joy, this complete joy, even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of grief, even in the midst of fighting cancer or some other debilitating disease. You can have joy, and you can have a testimony of faith that Jesus Christ is Lord by that joy that wells up unexpectedly to share a word of hope with a broken heart, even as your heart may be broken too. For you have a Savior of your soul. A joy that's based on being connected to the vine. Because you notice this section of John 15 comes right after that image of Jesus the vine. We are the branches. Connect to that vine to bear much fruit. And that's connected to loving God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And loving your neighbor as yourself, the power of that joy can be yours. Live out the faith in Jesus Christ. Remember the angels outside of Bethlehem coming to the shepherds. And what did they say? They were singing and they were announcing with great joy, a Savior has been born to you. Great joy. And when Christ departed, He left the church, His disciples and us, the great gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which offers the real joy, and that is offered to both the Jew and the Gentile. And the early church was so surprised that even the Gentiles can be filled with the Holy Spirit, as we heard in Acts chapter 10 this morning. Yes, the gospel is for all people. And the joy of Jesus is for all people. He gave us this great gift to share so this real joy can take up residence in anybody's soul. It's believe Jesus is the Christ. This joy is offered to all. Come and believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and forgiveness of sin and life everlasting with the Lord in heaven is yours. And that is complete joy. So with all the gusto of your five-year-old childhood, you want to join with me? I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Oh, that wasn't gusto of a five-year-old. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart to stay. Because you are a redeemed child of the living God. That is your joy. Love the Father and live in obedience. And your joy will be.